I have done myself the honor of counting you one trusting friend, and such endorsement is dear to me." He held out a hand, which Quincy took. Then Arthur spoke out. "Dr. Van Helsing, I don't quite like to buy a pig in a poke, as they say in Scotland, and if it be anything in which my honor as a gentleman or my faith as a Christian is concerned, I cannot make such a promise. If you can assure me that what you intend does not violate either of these two, then I give my consent at once, though for the life of me I cannot understand what you're driving at."
"I accept your limitation," said Van Helsing. "And all I ask of you is that if you feel it necessary to condemn any act of mine, you will first consider it well and be satisfied that it does not violate your reservations."
"Agreed," said Arthur. "That's only fair. And now that the poor parleys are over, may I ask what it is we are to do?"
"I want you to come with me, and to come in secret to the churchyard at Kingstead."
Arthur's face fell, as he said in an amazed sort of way, "Where poor Lucy is buried?" The professor bowed. Arthur went on, "And when there?"
"To enter the tomb."
Arthur stood up. "Professor, are you in earnest? Or is it some monstrous joke?" "Pardon me, I see that you are in earnest." He sat down again, but I could see that he sat firmly and proudly, as one who is on his dignity. There was silence until he asked again, "And when in the tomb?"
"To open the coffin."
"This is too much," he said, angrily rising again. "I'm willing to be patient in all things that are reasonable, but in this desecration of the grave of one who—" He fairly choked with indignation. The professor looked pityingly at him.
"If I could spare you one pang, my poor friend," he said, "God knows I would. But this night our feet must tread in thorny paths, or later and forever the feet you love must walk in paths of flame."
Arthur looked up with set white face and said, "Take care, sir, take care." "Would it not be well to hear what I have to say?" said Van Helsing. "And then you will at least know the limit of my purpose. Shall I go on?"
"That's fair enough," broke in Morris.